Right now it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for that incredible newspaper and also joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Good to do our last one of the year.
Yeah, it's you know, who would have really thought about that a year ago? We'd still have COVID in the top of our conversations.
That's right there. I just was listening to the national news, and it's grim. It just talking about Florida and the surge there, and I'm afraid we're seeing it here somewhat locally as well.
Yeah, and I guess the good thing about this is the surge, even though the numbers are increasing, the hospitalization rates are remaining fairly, when I say hospitalization rates, the hospitals are treating this more, and people are being treated and released quicker.
Right. And the severity is not as high.
Yeah. And maybe that is a sign that this disease is finally mutating into something like the flu or the common cold. That's the way I'm looking at it anyways, that
yeah.
it's mutating itself into being something that an annoyance that we'll have to live with, but obviously not as deadly as it was when it first came on scene.
Well, let's hope. Just very, very disruptive, and how many people died because of it?
It's amazing when you think about it.
It's just unbelievable. Anyway, it's a quiet week here in the northwest corner, as it always is, between Christmas and New Year's. So as far as I see, Marshall, the only meeting is Sharon Board of Selectmen tomorrow.
Other than that, it is a very, very, very quiet week.
Very quiet. This is when newspaper reporters have to become creative to come up with some stories. But we did have the one this morning on the AFS. This year, they've hit a record. They have six teens from other countries at Housatonic this year, which is more than they've always had it up to four, I guess, and now we're up to six. And I had a wonderful conversation with them. They're from a variety of countries, from Bangladesh to Argentina to Germany, and they're so articulate. These kids are amazing when you talk to them. I mean, how they and they all speak English very well. So I think Housatonic can be very proud of the chapter here.
Yeah, especially in the year of COVID, to be able to get the students over here and have them participate and see what is going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go back home and when they bring the message back home, I think people have a better idea of really what life is like around here.
Exactly. And as they say, they really are amazing. And we are. That chapter, you know, started back in the 50s, and Dr. Stoddard, excuse me, was receptive to the program, building bridges between nations, and it's been going on thanks to the volunteers who host these kids each year. It's a real feather in the cap for Housatonic. Canaan zoning has been an interesting
story to follow.
board to cover, and they've had their ups and downs. And after many years, Steve Allen was not reelected, so they have a pretty bunch of new faces. And but they even had a question about the new chairmanship during the last meeting, and there was some discussion. But Tim Abbott from HVA who has a lot of zoning and land use experience, is the new chairman. So we'll see how that board works going forth. There's talk amongst some of the town's selectmen about a regional composting effort, and I think it's a good idea. Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station has a pilot program going. It's amazing how much can be saved by composting rather than putting all those things into the garbage. And as we have talked about, garbage is going to be a big topic in 2022 as Mira closes its trash-to-energy plant, and we're going to be trucking our stuff God knows where.
Yeah. I just don't know how Connecticut was not prepared for this.
No, and the selectmen are railing at how the state didn't take a proactive look and left, leaving us in the lurch here. This garbage is, as I think it was Dale Jones who said, you know, we're going backwards. Here we are landfilling again after all those years of doing it correctly.
I mean, that's the thing that I don't understand. I mean, towns have to go through a 10-year plan to set aside sites and goals and funds, and I just can't believe the state dropped the ball on this one because I know why they did, because they didn't want the expense, but the expense comes by going over to the towns, and so they're not. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. It's just. And not a very good solution at all. Cornwall has decided, there was a story in the paper about a new settlement that towns can go after for opioid, to the pharmaceutical companies for the opioid problems. And Cornwall has signed on. They gave Gordon Ridgway, the first selectman, the power to sign on. And I would imagine we're going to see other towns doing the same thing, getting some of the money back from those pharmaceuticals to be used for treatment and prevention. It's surging again, the problem of, we all, in every town, we know. I know when I hear the scanner, you know, 24-year-old unresponsive, you pretty much know what's happening. With COVID, another terrible problem is opioid overdoses. So, they're talking about putting in, well, first selectman Henry Todd in Falls Village wants to put, see if the state will put in a light at the intersection of 126 and 7. That's been a site of a couple of accidents, including ones with school buses. I've covered a couple of those. So we're going to follow that during the upcoming year and see if that comes to fruition.
That intersection, ever since I learned to drive, has been one of the most, it's a plain-looking intersection, but it's one of the most dangerous intersections around here because cars on Route 7 now, back when I was around, they travel 50 to 55. Now, they travel 60 to 65,
exactly.
And you can look one way and look another, and then somebody comes over that slight hill at 65 miles an hour, and they're on you in a second.
In a second, and I slow down when I come through there. Lots of things to be looking forward to in 2022. I'm sure there will be. There's affordable housing plans that need to be done. There's garbage. There's COVID. There won't be a lack of news to cover as we go forth in the new year.
And as we look back over the past year, once again, we give Region 1 a thumbs up for the way they've come through this COVID crisis by releasing information on a daily basis so no rumors can run rampant, and by handling and explaining and even their phone chains when something happens, the way people are notified and contact tracing is done, they really have done an outstanding job.
Yep. And hats off to you guys, your 35-year anniversary.
That's amazing.
I will tell that I did talk with Marshall and Jill this past week, and it's really a heartwarming story to know that we're being covered on the radio by competent, really wonderful coverage. And we thank you, and so does the community, Marshall and Jill.
It's hard to be 35 years.
35 years.
By in a second, I can remember the first day of broadcasting, Dale Jones and I out at the transmitter on Route 22 in Millerton, New York. We did our shifts out there for a while till the main studios were built, and here at I forget what it was. I think it was a physical therapy operation at a time that Warren leased the building. And, of course, the empty Singing Hollow shop was just on the side there, Phil Reap's Singing Hollow shop. So,
the blink of an eye. But I think everybody would join me in thanking you guys for keeping us, you know, apprised of what's going on and all the, you know, you're there if there's weather problems or other emergencies, and for a small rural area, we're very fortunate to have you.
And we're fortunate to have the Republican American covering us on a daily basis as well, which is also so important.
We need to keep our people informed.
Absolutely. Ruth, speak to you. I always love to say this at this time of year. I'll speak to you next year.
Right. Healthy, happy new year to everyone.
All right. Take care, Ruth.
Thanks.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com on the web. You can buy the paper, and you can also get it sent to your house via mail.